What's bugging you, Murphy?
Drugs bug me.
In a laboratory test, female animals treated with the active component in marijuana experienced a 44% death rate among their offspring.
They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century earth disease called hard drug abuse.
I just want to shake some sense into you kids that are using drugs and beat about using it. So remember, don't, or else.
Montucky Skies.
Welcome to Montucky Skies. I'm Biggs.
I'm Brennan.
And I am Javier Bardem.
Really?
Yeah, I just kind of want to be him.
Is he in something lately?
No, he's just... he's in Penelope Cruz.
Oh.
And he's like super ruggedly handsome and charming, and he's got a European accent. Like, that dude's got it made.
I don't know. What's it like not having a jaw? Like, doesn't he like pull out his jaw?
I mean, he has a jaw. It's just not his original jaw. It's a whole new jaw. It's a better jaw. I only see pluses.
Yeah, it's a good point. So we were just touching on something that I wanted to talk about, but I don't remember what that thing was now. But let's back it up.
I feel like I know some things we can rule out.
Yeah, we're not going to be talking about strippers or people in Helena that we know.
Uh-uh.
That's definitely
nothing
not
about incest
subject.
Or racism. We're steering clear of these topics.
Yeah. Ah, fuck it. We'll just go a different direction. What'd you guys think of the new Star Wars trailer for Episode 7?
You want to lead, Brandon?
I really enjoyed it. The little part that I caught was where the three X-Wings were flying like in formation over the lake, and like the rooster tails are coming off. I thought it looked really visually good. And they're going back to a lot of the original vehicles that were in there instead of just making up their own new ones.
Yeah.
So
it's like making up their more technically advanced ones that then for some reason go backwards in the next three.
Yeah, that don't make any sense in the whole overall timeline of things.
Maybe they'll give us a really good reason.
That really bothered me when I saw the prequels. Like, when I saw the first one, that legitimately bothered me.
The little
me
Corsairs or whatever they were.
Just everything. All technology
the
was
better. The Naboo ship was crazy.
Yeah, and I was just like, why is it that all this stuff is so much better? Like the holograms, for example, like looked way better. And I was like, why didn't you just do the old Star Wars effect?
That's 50% of why prequels are a bad idea.
Yeah, if you don't do them right.
And especially if you wait that long to do them.
And Abrams could totally get away with like making stuff better because that does make sense.
Yes, as far as we're progressing in the right direction now.
Anyway. My big takeaway from that was the big takeaway it seemed like most people had, which is I'm very excited about the new lightsaber.
Yeah.
I don't know why. If you told me, hey, you're going to be really excited over a weapon in this trailer, I'd be like, no, I'm not. But there's something that speaks to the child in me that like is like, oh, that's a fucking cool lightsaber. Like,
yeah.
I have no desire to ever own a gun.
Mm-mm.
I like the idea of a sword, but I don't have
it's
one.
More like
I have
an
a sword
artistic
that would
piece
break
than
in half that I got in Chinatown, right? But if somebody was like, dude, I totally made a lightsaber that works, I'm buying that shit, even though most dangerous thing I could have
money
in my house with children.
Is not an object.
Could you imagine
if we figure that technology out?
Could you imagine if you just drop that shit in the attic and then it's like... Then it's like
burns its way
through the floor, through the next floor, into the basement, lighting the ground on fire. Your house is fucking up in flames.
Can you imagine just trying to fight with that? Like without the first word, just like schlubby dudes swinging a lightsaber around impotently. That'd be horrible.
Yeah.
But I would buy the shit out of one.
No
questions asked.
Wouldn't even think about it.
I wouldn't even ask for a demonstration.
I'd buy it and just constantly make it like the blade come out over and over again. I'd just be like, and my wife would just be like, quit it, you're gonna break the batteries on that.
You'd be like those guys who flip their Zippo lighters constantly.
I'd be lighting cigarettes off of it, toasting like bread
while you cut it.
Yeah, toasting bread as you cut it. Oh, how badass would that be? I only buy uncut loaves. Why? Because I got a lightsaber. That's so fucking cool.
I can toast it and cut it at the same time.
Dude, you gotta like do thick pieces of bread though. I'd imagine that shit doesn't get very precise.
Well, I have to imagine if we have the technology to make a lightsaber, at that point we could make like a light steak knife.
I don't want the light steak knife.
Would you want it if you could also have the lightsaber?
Yeah. Right, oh, cool. Yeah. Like, is this a, like, buy now and we'll yeah, throw,
we'll in, throw the, it in the light is, knife?
If we had that technology, I am on board for using it in every way feasible.
Oh, I'm on board, too. I'm just like, the point I'm trying to get across is I would misuse my lightsaber in every way possible.
Oh, of course. I would try to attach it to my cell phone. Like, I'd just do stupid shit
cell
with it.
Phone like download a lap so that you can like or an app so that you can make the lightsaber like
pop out of the headphone jack
from across the room. You can change the colors of it. Amazing. So that it like changes the room glow. Like, oh, it's green, now it's red, now blue.
It's purple.
Do they have a purple lightsaber?
Mace Windu.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Yeah, because I couldn't remember. I remember like old school.
No.
The original trilogy, it was just red and green. It was like Christmas, yeah. Right? Like getting a lightsaber for Christmas.
Well, don't they add in blue as well?
Now, they might have changed that for the movies. Okay. I don't remember blue lightsaber. Like, I thought that like Darth Vader had red.
Yes.
And Luke had
usually
green.
The Sith had the red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red is that's, and pretty that was, exclusive to
yeah,
the
and
Sith.
Yeah, and that was what I thought was like... It
was the classic. I wonder if they did add blue back in, because for some reason I have a record.
Probably.
Didn't Obi-Wan have blue? Because doesn't he have blue in the prequels? That may have been why they switched it up.
I'm pretty sure he had the same color that Luke had.
It's very probable.
Yeah.
But it would not surprise me if that was something they went back and changed.
I mean,
you know,
that's,
nerd out
that's,
there, research this
is,
for me.
That is where it's difficult, though, and that's why I was phrasing it the way I was, because Lucas has gone back and changed
exactly.
That shit.
You know what's
I
interesting?
Don't know, dude. I don't have him on VHS, so I cannot tell you for sure.
When the lightsaber first makes an appearance in A New Hope, where Luke gets the lightsaber the first time, the first thing he does is puts it up to his eyeball.
I know, what the hell?
That is because Luke is the blank slate character that we can picture ourselves as. And tell me you get a lightsaber, you're not fucking looking inside it right away, being like, oh, how's this fucking thing work? How's
honestly,
that light pop out
we
there?
Should just be happy that he didn't keep whining about those power converters. Like, we should just be happy that something distracted him.
It's true.
So my big thing on the trailer, I have a couple thoughts. Like, I'm really excited to see John Boyega, and I like that his character is some sort of like fugitive stormtrooper. I'm into that.
Is that the
Attack the Block Kid?
Yep, the Block Kid.
Okay, so here was my thought on that really quick before you get, because you said fugitive star trooper, but
I mean, I'm sort of making an assumption
rogue.
Of some kind.
But the Empire isn't necessarily evil, right?
No, not necessarily.
And that was sort of my takeaway when I was watching that, was like, I don't know that all the stormtroopers are evil. I just thought they were trying to get the iconology of like Star Wars in there.
Yeah, see, I don't think they're necessarily evil, but there's that, he has that look on his face when he pops up.
Oh, that's
like
something's
so like
wrong.
Something, and
yeah.
That's what makes me think he's a fugitive, is whether they're evil or not, he did something that he has to run from, or something happened that he's getting blamed for and he has to run from. I just sort of got
either
that
or he is dressed up for
yeah.
Like the Han Solo thing
exactly.
Where they're infiltrating a base sort of thing.
If I was to guess based off of absolutely no information,
yeah, sure,
which is exactly what I'm doing, but I don't have to, I choose to. I think that he's in some kind of trouble and he's probably a stormtrooper. Like that's
sure
where I was, that's where my head went.
Yeah, I think I basically took that same starting point and just extrapolated it one step further and went, well, he seems like he's on trouble, so why? And I sort of jumped to fugitive. It's totally speculative at best.
I wouldn't be necessarily shocked if some Sith Lord has some seat of power in the Empire.
Yeah.
The new, whatever they're calling the new Empire. You can't really call it the Rebel Alliance anymore, right? And you probably don't want to call it the Empire.
No.
There's probably maybe the new Empire or something. I'm trying to remember what they called it in the Timothy Zahn trilogy. Because I read those books. See, this is where it gets really nerdy. But I read those books. But the thing with the Timothy Zahn ones, and the only reason why I referenced those was because it was the first one that got official, like George Lucas came out and said that this is canon, and he made the official, which now is not, but episode 7, 8, and 9, so it followed all the characters years after the thing. And so I'm trying to remember what they called the Empire in that, and I feel like they called it the New Empire or something like that, but I'm wondering if they're going to take any elements from Zahn's trilogy. I'm betting they don't.
I would not be surprised if they took little things from all sorts of expanded universe stuff. Like, whether it's just small concepts that, like, or a character idea that they give a new name to or whatever it is. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw shades of that.
Yeah.
But that could also just as much be because, like, it's reasonably likely that people have similar ideas on where to go after the end of Return of the Jedi.
And knowing Abrams, he's going to want to do an original story because he doesn't want people to know what's going to happen. Due to secretive as hell. But one thing that would have been interesting if they do decide to steal it from the Timothy Zahn thing is the Empire is still around, but they only controlled a quarter of the galaxy. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like there was this Admiral Thrawn, I think his name was, or something like that.
And, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, and I feel like he brought in a Jedi, like an evil Jedi at some point that they didn't know about. But yeah, that, like, if they did that where the Empire was like in regression, that's not a bad idea, because then you still have like a physical enemy for those big battles.
Yeah.
Because you don't necessarily want to redo the prequels either, where it's like there's a rotting from within. Like, that's been done. We just watched 6 movies over that since 1977.
We want to see something a little more outward.
Yeah. Maybe not even focus on the politics of it at all. That'd be a great
that
idea.
That would be novel.
Because let me tell you, space C-SPAN, not the most interesting thing.
Nope.
Sorry, George Lucas. I know you were just pulling from your own life, but C-SPAN is not the most entertaining thing to watch on an intergalactic space opera.
There's a reason it is not the highest rated network. So my big thing I have coming out of that teaser, this is sort of an open letter to Daisy Ridley, the young actress who's playing the new female lead. She has the little shot of her on that, like, weird tractor land speeder thing.
Is she the one that me and Brandon tried out for our Star Wars Episode 7 on
Disney? That's right, yes.
Which you can find on YouTube if you just put in Montucky Skies and then click on the Star Wars Episode 7 audition.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Perfect. So, Daisy Ridley, in December 2015, probably earlier, your life's going to get real weird. And I just need you to be prepared for this. There's going to be a lot of creeps who are saying, like, just worrying, frightening things to you. There's going to be people trying to hack shit. There's going to be people judging your appearance. And God forbid you don't give an A+ performance, you're going to get the Jake Lloyd Hayden Christensen treatment. So I'm just saying, when the movie comes out, just stay off the internet for like 6 months. Just stay away for your own safety, because
and sanity.
I don't know. I've never seen you act in anything, but you seem like a reasonably nice person. And, you know, we just don't want you to go insane or some weirdo to leak shit. You know, just look out for yourself, because you are about to become one of the most famous actresses in the world. And there's no real way to practice to get ready for that. So just be careful out there. The internet is a weird, fucked up place.
How old is she?
20-something, like 22, 23, somewhere in there. 21, maybe. Early 20s.
Yeah, she's still got that temporary insanity girl thing going. I'm going to suggest, I'm going to guess these trilogies are going to take about 6 years to wrap up.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm going to say stay off the internet till you're 30.
That's probably not a bad idea.
At least you'll know the solidified opinion after that. The opinion's not changing after 8 years.
Let your like close friend and work relationships.
Pretend like you don't know.
No. I was going to say get feedback from them, not the people on the internet.
That's
get the feedback from them.
Not do. I suggest you just do not seek out feedback whatsoever.
Just pretend she's not in these movies.
Dude, look, for most things, I get it. Like, I do it all the time. I'm always looking for how people rate the podcast or like comments, like anything that I get, I like latch onto. But Star Wars is not. You don't want something that's so entwined with nerd culture.
Really American culture at this point.
It is. It is, but it is like...
Oh, it's the thing nerds get fighty over. Yeah, yeah, nerds get real stabby over Star Wars.
Exactly, one way or the other. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, you're like adamantly not a Star Wars fan. So
people have intense feelings about this franchise, and I just worry about what will happen if they transfer them onto DayZ.
So I would suggest that if you have a Google alert for your name, undo that shit.
Because again, people are going to say some horrifying things, because when you give people anonymity, no consequences, and the ability to talk at anyone, like...
Stay off Twitter. Completely.
That's where the dark thoughts come out.
And I'm going to be honest. Like, if you think you're going to get a friendly pass on this show,
Let me put it this way.
If there's a Fappen in five and you're in it, we're talking about it.
If for some reason she happens to hear this, you can listen to back episodes. I've said some just irresponsible and stupid things, and that was with my real name attached. People who are anonymous are going to say so much worse things.
Yeah, I've like I started doing the podcast with basically I convinced myself that nobody was listening, which was true at the beginning. There are clearly people listening now, and I'm still talking exactly like I did in episode one.
We do not learn from our mistakes.
No,
we actually stand up bolder because...
Yeah, we just dig our heels in like rams in heat.
The only difference is I don't get into as dicey of topics because my co-hosts aren't as dicey of people.
We're not recording jesters anymore?
That's right. I did one episode of Jet. Dude, you cannot imagine the stuff that I cut out of that episode.
I can imagine.
Like, I'm trying to think of if I can get into any details.
Yeah, you don't want to have to cut him from a second episode.
You know, I can't because I know he listens.
Is there a statute of limitations that you're waiting for it to end?
No, I can't.
Is there somebody who has to die before you can tell this story?
There's a really funny story I can tell off of the air, but I just...
Porch talk.
I had to edit a lot from that episode. For other people.
Of course. I mean,
and for the listeners.
It's honestly a courtesy edit. It's a courtesy edit.
It really was. Anyway, so I'm excited about that. I will say with the trailer, the other thing that struck me and that really like kind of hit the kid in me was seeing the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Now, this is the thing. Like, when I watched that, I was like, okay, they're kind of doing the iconography of the thing. They're setting up the new stuff. Okay, I get it. Like, I saw a lightsaber, and I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool. And then you see the Millennium Falcon, and it's like I'm getting goosebumps talking about it.
Yeah.
But it just stirred up something in me that I didn't expect when I watched that. And there's
pure excitement. I felt something similar when I first heard the theme play. Like, it just brought me right back in. I snapped back into it as if I never stopped watching.
Didn't they kick into the theme right when you see the Falcon?
Right about there, yeah.
So who knows if it was like...
It was maybe the combination of the two.
It's probably the combination.
Yeah, like, and the barrel roll the Falcon does is just like inherently cool, so that adds to it.
And by the way, I will say, as far as scores go, I don't think you can do better than John Williams' score on Star Wars. Like,
I have a hard time imagining somebody could be more iconic.
Maybe somebody could do as well, but I don't think anybody could do better. Like, that the music in that movie is
everybody knows it.
Yeah.
So it's I wouldn't be surprised if the theme like helped drum that up on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm fucking excited. Like, the episode 7 talk, like when I heard Disney got it, I thought about it for a little bit and I was like, yeah, this is a good thing. And I saw J.J. Abrams got it and I was a little excited about that, but it was more like choosing a side because I was on Team Abrams because I could already see people bristling up about that.
Oh, sure.
And so I was arguing those people, but there wasn't any real excitement for it for me. I was like, well, it'll come out and I'm legitimately excited about it.
Interesting when you brought up the brought out the child and you sort of thoughts on that. I watched an interview with Kevin Smith after it first debuted, just like a interview in his house, like I think it was like 4.5 minutes, 4:45, somewhere in there, clip on YouTube, and he had this, like, he goes like described in detail like going to see
the Millennium Falcon set.
It was when Empire was being released in the theaters. going to the theater to see the trailer just like brought him back to this that point. Yeah. So I mean, you're definitely not alone on that.
No, it really did. It's really well put together. I don't think you Absolutely. Could put together a trailer better, because I think it does the things that you want it to do. It introduces the new stuff.
Yeah, it gives you a taste of what's coming.
Yep, and it rekindles the romance of it for the younger, mm-hmm. or for the older people, I mean. Which is like, if you're going to do well on this movie, you really have to incorporate both camps into
it. Yeah, you have to get everybody, which... Admittedly, this is the one nice thing about it being Star Wars. Just because of the sheer number of people who love that franchise, it is not a high degree of difficulty to pull these people in. Where the problem lies is you don't want to do something that will push any of those groups away.
Yeah. You want to rekindle the franchise because it is on a tipping point. Like, it's going to go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I really think this movie is going to make or break the franchise because, like, it's... You're either gonna solidify like people going away from it like they were in the prequels, because people started to get really disillusioned with it, and it still did really well, but you know, I think you're either gonna strengthen that, or you're gonna get people back on board who like were just out after the prequels. Like, I'll be honest, dude, I genuinely don't like the prequels,
mm-hmm.
and as a result, I don't look at Star Wars stuff as heavy as I used to. I mean, I used to like read the novels and I would be like
buried in it.
Yeah, and if there was a Star Wars show on, I'd be watching that at least when I could. Like, Clone Wars, I keep hearing is great. I have not watched an episode, and part of it is just because like it is tied to this time period where the prequels were, and I'm just like, it doesn't really feel like my Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
And I hate to put it that way, but
it is. See, I feel similarly in that this new trilogy will be the make or break. I don't think this movie specifically will, just because I cannot imagine a way this movie does not make just insane amounts of money.
I think it makes insane amounts of money, but I think that the future of the franchise
will be in jeopardy. But I think because of how much they make, they will most likely make, I think a sequel is essentially guaranteed.
Yeah.
But
it already is, though. They've got a trilogy.
But they could still pull plugs on any of these. You're like, right. We've seen stuff get the plug pulled on it many times before.
You're right. But I mean, like, I think it would be more a budgetary thing. Like, yeah. They'd be adjusting the budgets off of what they
Either that or expect. They'd be sort of retooling. See, I think what this will be is a make or break in terms of their creative direction. In that if this movie is not well received, it would not surprise me to see them maybe wait an extra year between the sequels and go back and to the drawing board a little bit.
Yeah. But I really think this is like the most crucial movie for the franchise.
I think creatively, I guess, you're
since
right.
the first one came out, you know. And I want it to do well, but I want it to do well because it's a good movie. Because
it deserves it, sure.
Like, if it's a shit show, I don't want to watch it. I really don't. Yeah. Man. Like, and I can't, like, I don't, that's a weird thing for me to say.
No, I'm with it. I'd rather be done with Star Wars than watch another bad one, I think.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
I'd rather just let the original trilogy rest in my memory. And maybe, like, the memories I had of the prequel trilogy when I was like, a little kid watching them. And that's about it.
But Disney, there's one other thing you got to do for me. Just do it for Biggs. I'm not the only one, so you can make money off it, but do it for Biggs, okay? Can you please re-release the fucking trilogy on Blu-ray without any adjustments to it? Like, can you please do that?
If there's any
way you can do it, please do it.
I have a real good feeling that'll happen. I think they will wait until it's right around the time the movie is going to come out, like maybe November 2015 or early December 2015. I really feel like that will happen. Because even when they announced the sale, there were so many people who were clamoring for it and asking about whether it was an option. It would not surprise me to see that happen. At the very least, even if they can't re-release like the original 70s, 80s stuff, to re-release like the 90s recuts or something closer to that
original. Yeah, I mean, the special edition ones are less. But even there's all these scenes that pull me out of it.
Sure, but it's still closer than what we've got.
And don't get me wrong, I mean, like, Brandon can attest to this because I think we went to all three of them when they're in the theater, like the special edition ones. I mean, I think we went to them together. I'm sure I saw a couple of them multiple times, but those movies, like, I was excited for it at the time, but they just it's as I'm getting older and appreciate film more, I'm like, I really just want to see it with warts and all.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the way it was. And I don't like the problem with it is I watch it now and I start like I can't do it anymore. Like I can't just lose myself in the movie anymore. I do these mental Olympics for like that's new. That's new. Is that new? I think that's new. They did something there. Like I can't help but do this in my head. And yeah. then I like and I don't want to do that. I want to watch the original one and just lose myself in it. And I feel like that's the only way I can do that with the original trilogy now is just to get out that one. I'm just asking. Like it's a niche market, but it's one that's there.
Yeah. Plus
like,
if they like
definitely make money.
If they really dressed it up with like a big box set with cool stuff, they could charge probably more than just the re-release on Blu-ray would be worth and make up for the niche market that way. Yeah. Like there's ways to monetize that.
Well,
I would be more shocked if we do not see it by the end of this trilogy.
If I remember right, they released them for DVD when Blu-ray was becoming the preferred format. They put it out on DVD in a box set in which you had to buy episode 1 through 6
mm-hmm.
that were all changed. Like even like the episodes 1 through 3, they were already starting
altering,
to make it,
yeah.
altering, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Like,
well, there's at least one silver lining. We can rest easy knowing that even if we don't get the originals back, George Lucas can never alter them again. Like they are no longer his to alter.
And that's why I said if you can, Disney, because there was a giant contract that was signed, and mm-hmm. I have this like
sinking feeling.
Yeah, that he put it in there that those won't be released. Like I really have this feeling that he probably I haven't heard it. I haven't heard that he did that, but I just have this feeling that he did that because I
Well, if that's the case,
his
we have
ego
to,
is right there.
We have to it's hope not, that Disney's not, lawyers I, can get out of it.
I don't I think I've said this on the show before. I don't think it's an ego thing. I think it's a
he truly believes this is the way they're meant to be seen.
No, I think it's not trusting in himself. I think he doubts himself, and I think
sure there's some of that.
Like, and I've said this before. Like when I do songs, like when I put out a song, I will sit there and change shit and change shit and change shit. And so when I'm finally satisfied with the song, I will like erase all the parts of the song. Mm-hmm. Like you'll never hear a remix of one of my songs sure. because I can't because I erase every little part so that it is impossible for me to change the song any further.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that because I know how I am. I will change that shit. Until every time I get insecure about something, I will change it over and over and over again.
Sure.
And I think Lucas is the same way because when he keeps changing this shit, I really think he just looks at it and he's just like,
I think there's a lot of that, but and that's what makes me think this really is what he wants people to see. I don't know if it's what it's meant to be, but I think it's what he, because I think he's also, I think there's a lot of that and like a dash of he was a victim of his era and that there's a part of him that wishes he could have come along in 2005 and made the original trilogy for the first time.
And he's clearly expressed that, but that's part of the problem is he is like a special effects guy for sure.
Yeah.
He wants to make them look better, and he has done so much for film in that regard too.
Absolutely.
Like I don't want to take away Lucas's contribution, and Star Wars wouldn't exist for him. So I really do appreciate the guy, but he has done that original trilogy a disservice in that.
Absolutely.
And doing away with those copies. Like if you want to continue to roll out the ones with
that's fine.
Adjustments,
just hang on to the originals.
I'm fine, but yeah, I want to be able to like see the original ones, and he has like put up a giant roadblock on that. And it's like, I know he thinks that it's his, and as far
it's
as
not.
Intellectual
it's the world's
properties,
now.
It was, but yeah, he it lost belongs it to the once world. It went out yeah. to the world. Like, and he did that himself. It was a great thing he did. Like, he did this giant sandbox, let everybody play in it,
mm-hmm.
and he really did. He was like, as long as it's not crude. Like he had like a couple of guidelines, and he's like, "You can do whatever you want. You can't make money off of Star Wars under Lucas. You couldn't make money off of Star Wars unless you had a deal with them. Outside of that, you could pretty much do anything you wanted to."
Yeah.
with the Star Wars characters. And that was great, dude. Like, that was a really generous and, like, great thing that he did. But once you open it up like that, you have to respect
you have to accept
you've
that
created
it's not.
This world that is not just you anymore.
It belongs to everybody
at
this
point.
Yeah,
and so it's a democracy at that point, and you need to look at it that way, you know? I know you watch C-SPAN. I know you understand democracies.
You know.
This is what the Empire was built on.
That's right. Yeah, the Empire would have put out.
Oh yeah,
the Empire would have changed that stuff to say like, yeah,
and
it was
burn
this
it.
Way.
The Empire would release the unedited footage, like all the compiled footage. That way, the Empire would not give a shit if they could make a dollar off of it.
Yeah, the Empire also would go and seize movie reels of the old ones that they didn't want out, which is totally what Lucas does. Dude, he did that for a long time.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain, right?
Are you quoting Dark Knight?
I sure am.
Yes, you are.
If we're going to get nerdy, we're going to get nerdy.
Yeah, might as well, too. You know, it's funny because I didn't expect this to be a Star Wars-centric episode, but
here we are.
How could it have not been?
Yeah, of course.
Like,
it was one of those, like, we'll talk for 10 or 15 minutes about the trailer. No, we're going to talk the entire time.
I was thinking, like, 5 minutes in my head. Well, okay, let me shift gears really quick. Have you guys seen Interstellar yet?
Nope.
Okay, do you know how hard it is to carve out 3 hours of my life?
Well, it's funny
how about 15?
Because I told you earlier about how I was being the old guy, and it was playing at like 10 o'clock, and I just didn't want to stay up late. So I wound up going to see it at 10:10 because
oh my god,
the only time I could see it. So I went to it at 10:10. Dude, so fucking worth it. It is so good.
Yeah.
Everything you've heard about it, at least if it's good, is probably true. It's great, man. And it has an element to it. I was laughing about like this Grantland article where Robert Mays got a pass to see it as many times as he wanted over the weekend.
He treated it the way like a 10-year-old would treat a roller coaster pass. I'm going to stand on here all day.
So he saw it 5 times in a weekend. And I gotta say, I wouldn't do 5 times, but I really want to see it again, knowing what I know, because there's
stuff you would look out for.
I'm trying to think if this is spoilerific. There are things with time in this. Yeah, I don't want to give away anything. Anyway, there are things that I didn't realize until reading that totally are laid out and subtle at the beginning of the movie. All throughout the movie, that until stuff's revealed at the end of the movie, you just would never think about, I guess.
Okay.
There's a lot of things. Like, I want to see it again. Just to say, like, it's a Nolan thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
With the exception of the Dark Knight Returns, Rises.
You want to unpack
it. His movies are
it.
Pretty tight, and there's a lot behind them, and
he's really good at packing in a bunch of information into a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
Or I guess not very short so much as a relatively short amount of time. There are ways that his 3-hour movies could probably be 4 to 6 hours.
And so the two things that really strike me at this movie, the first is the plot is really, really emotional. I mean, it really is.
That is something I'm very excited to hear. I've been trying to avoid reading too much.
Yeah.
But that's something I'm really happy to hear, because my biggest complaint with Nolan is that a lot of his work feels very sort of unemotional and sterile to me.
If you were to see stills of this movie or like scenes, you would think that that's the case, but when you actually get
see
to
it
watch
in its totality,
movie, man, it is not the case in this movie. I mean, the driving force behind the main character is to see his daughter, and everything is built around time because they're going around by a black hole,
right?
And so there's certain areas that where time passes way slower for them than it does on Earth. And so he's basically in the race to see his daughter. And I won't give away anything else other than that.
Sure.
Interesting.
But it's completely his character, like the main character is completely driven to see his daughter again. And is very, very, very emotional.
Yeah.
The science is pretty tight in it. I mean, like, it didn't seem like they were doing anything overly ridiculous. There is a thing towards the end that's all theoretical.
Yeah.
But it's great for like a science fiction movie.
And it's plausible enough that it doesn't take you out.
It works with the movie. If you were to say, is that possible? I'd say no.
But it's close and it's believable within the context it's presented.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like a special effects driven movie, but the special effects are really good. But there's really only a couple of scenes that'll knock you away. For the most part, it's a story that they're telling.
Sure. You know what's interesting? You put that post on Facebook this morning about the the Grantland thing.
Yeah, let me just say what I said really quick. So Robert Mays had the article. He called it, "I saw 15 hours of Interstellar and lived to tell about it." And I wrote down, "I would love to see that too, but I have a feeling on hour 16 it would be my divorce proceedings," which is true. My wife loved it, did not want to talk about the movie outside of a minute. She doesn't like talking about movies
You know what was interesting? Because my wife read the same post you put on Facebook, and she was...
Her response was great, too.
Yeah, her response to that was, "You could say you slept over at a friend's house, quotation mark."
Yeah, you're at your friend's house.
Which I thought was pretty funny, but it actually brought us to a conversation between me and my wife about... the movie Gravity. And both of us are kind of in the same camp. She really did not like that movie. I didn't care much for it, just because I thought the symbolism was so heavy-handed in that movie. It drove me insane.
Which symbolism?
There was a scene where she's alone in the capsule. I can't remember which capsule it was. And she has the cord hanging, and it's like her being in the womb. She's in a fetal position with the cord up.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
And that just, it seemed really heavy-handed when I saw that. And then the very end where she crash lands on the planet, or on Earth, I guess, and crawls out of the mud, felt very Darwinism.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And it just, it was so heavy-handed, it really pushed me out of the feeling of the movie. So, I mean, for that, I didn't care much for it. And I was describing this wife, she's like, "I never really thought of that until you pointed that out." And she's like, "Yeah, I saw that." And she didn't think anything of the time, but then thinking back on it, she's like, "That's what exactly it was that really drove me out of this movie."
Yeah, the crawling out of the mud, I remembered. I didn't really remember the fetal thing you were talking about, but I was more taken with Gravity with the special effects. Like, and I thought Sandra Bullock did a great job in that movie, and that was kind of where my thoughts of it really stopped. I guess, like, I thought the special effects were amazing in that movie, and I did feel like I was in a space capsule, so that was what I enjoyed.
Now, I'm ready to blow your mind right now.
Okay.
You know what my favorite part of that movie was?
Was it with George Clooney?
George Clooney.
Whoa!
Yeah, big day.
He's great. He's charming.
He was really charming in that movie.
I didn't want to tell you that, though, because I wouldn't have sold it for you that way.
So the Kloonbergs got one for you.
He really... I won't rewatch it, but he did...
It will live on in your
he
memory.
He was the best part of that movie.
Yeah, not disagreeing. Okay, so the other thing with Interstellar, there is an amazing cameo that I also don't want to give away in the movie, but you watch it and you're like, really? Like, it's just amazing, and he's in it for like 20 minutes, so he's clearly like a character, but there was no advertising at all. Around it. But guys, I'm telling you, this is like an A-list actor that just like pops up in the middle of the movie.
Oh, I think I think I know who it is.
I would be surprised if you didn't, because you always seem to have a pulse on this stuff.
Are the
you
initials?
Shouldn't give it away.
Can I guess the initials?
Yes.
MD?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like it was amazing to me because I heard nothing about it. Uh-huh. Now, granted, I wasn't trying to find out stuff about Interstellar, but like, I was just amazed. Like, how did I not hear about this? Like, that's amazing.
Doesn't that character also have sort of a weird name?
I don't remember his name.
I think I know what it is, but I don't want to say it.
He has a weird arc, though. I'll just leave it at that. But it's really good. I mean, it's really worth the time. And I would say if you get a chance to see it in the theater, carve out that 2.5 hours, because it's worth it, man. Yeah. It really is.
Maybe
so.
I'll do that this weekend.
Yeah, I saw a lot of movies this week. We saw Birdman.
Yeah, we did.
Which we're not going to talk about outside of... I'll say see it.
Yeah, see it.
And if Absolutely. You want to hear our further thoughts, there'll be a Thin Man podcast.
We will be very in-depth about it.
Yeah.
Birdman.
So on Thursday, we'll be talking that one on our Loy podcast. And then I also saw the first half hour of the Penguins of Madagascar.
I saw the entire thing of Penguins of Madagascar.
I avoided it entirely.
Yeah, I fell asleep after a half hour. I literally made the decision.
Okay.
I've never made the calculated decision to go to sleep in a theater, but what happened was I told my wife they wanted to see the Hunger Games. I didn't want to hold off River any longer. I didn't think it was fair. And so then I started thinking, I was like, you know what? You and River should go have a moment. Go see that one. I know you guys are both into it. I'll take Saren, like, to the Penguins movie, and then you don't have to sit through it. And she's like, okay. And so I go and take her through it, and I'm watching, and there are a couple of adult jokes that are so lame in that movie, like Nicolas Cage.
Well, like, they get way, like, Hugh Jackman. And,
I was like, you know what? If this is your caliber of joke for me, I'm going to take a nap. And I literally thought that in my head and just closed my eyes and took a nap.
You know what's interesting about you saying this? Because at about halfway through the movie, my wife wakes me up because I was snoring.
I thought you said you saw the whole thing.
All right. There's like a 10-minute period where there's definitely Brandon is out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the middle of Thanksgiving. Come on.
Yeah. My
they're like, turkey is taking its toll.
My daughter woke me up towards the end because she realized I was sleeping. She was so transfixed by the screen.
Although it was funny because
she didn't notice I was sleeping.
The magic of movie making.
There was only the four of us in the entire theater.
Yeah, we had, I feel like ours was half full.
Really?
Well, it was on Wednesday. Wednesday night was a pretty busy night, so.
Of course, we went on
Thanksgiving.
We went on Thanksgiving, and we were the only four in the entire theater.
I had a hell of a weekend for, like, I just had Wednesday and Thursday off. I got to see a private viewing of, like, Birdman.
Classy style. Why I ate gumbo loudly next to you. I was just slurping that shit down the whole time. It was great.
That was another one, by the way. And so, okay, here's one thing I can say about Birdman. There's a lot of symbolism in that movie.
Oh, yes.
Without giving away anything. But that was like, so this was like two movies I saw this weekend where you really want to just talk about them when you walked out. And like, my wife was mad. She was mad because she had to walk with me from the Lloyd to home. And I wouldn't stop asking her what she thought about a movie. What'd you think about this part? Like, what'd you think this meant? What do you think happened? Like, she's like, I don't care. Like, over and over again. Like, my wife literally, she wants to forget she's ever seen the movie once she saw a movie. Like, any movie. Even a movie she really likes.
She wants to
just forget it the second she sees it. She does not want to talk about it. Like, we could not be more opposite in that way. Yeah, and I was like, well, it helped me with my review. She doesn't care, dude. She does not care.
I rewatched The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford today.
How was it?
Holds up. Still amazing. Still right. Fantastic. Just top-notch acting.
That's Highlander 2.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to talk about that in some detail.
I saw that recently
on Wednesday,
as well.
Box office battle. What's that?
I saw that one recently as well.
Oh, what was it? Because you were doing box office battle?
That is exactly why. That is the only reason I will.
I got some splaining to do.
Yes, you do.
What movie did you pick again?
The Prophecy 2.
Oh, that's right. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but it's okay because I remember that one really well. So,
yeah.
I'm good. Well, maybe we should cut this off and cut to the next one. What do you guys think?
Wonderful. I have to pee so bad.
Take it easy.
Respect the outro.